Okay, today's shiur is Brachas Daf Yud Dalet. Brachas Yud Dalet, 2 points. One, again, we thank our sponsors for these months of shiurim for Av and Elul, Lezecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, the Orlinsky family. We thank them for their sponsorship. Number two, just a correction. I got one or two emails relating to a misspeech that I did a couple of days ago, and that is back in the end of the first parak, the Gemara 2 days ago on Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara was discussing ta'uyos, mistakes in brachas. I think it's beer, and then it's wine and beer, and the Gemara brought the parallel to bread and dates. I mentioned that it was talking about bracha rishona. Really, someone talking about bracha achrona. Rashi and the Rush. The Rush explicitly says that we're talking about bracha achrona there, not bracha rishona, meaning berachas hamazon, being able to work instead of al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz. That's the discussion according to Rashi and the Rush back on Daf Yud Beis. Hopefully, we'll get back to that discussion as well in the beginning of the sixth parak. That same topic comes up. Okay, but I thank you for the correction. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. We are towards the bottom of Yud Gimel Amar Beis. We are three lines before the two dots on Yud Gimel Amar Beis. Amar Rav Yosef. So we have been talking about this daf has been all about Kriya Shema and what is the minimum amount that one has to have kavana for. How does one say Kriya Shema? I just neglected to mention also yesterday. I ran out of time that Sumchis is din about being marich in the Echad, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov saying in the Dalas, some Svardi poskim read that as a raya, that the way to say a Dalas is like the Teimanim with a th, not just the d, because you really can't elongate the d, right? What do you say d, right? Like we said yesterday, what are you supposed to say? So really, the parshim say, oh, you're supposed to think for a long time. Not that you say it for a long time, but you think for a long time. But if you say it's like the Teimanim say a dalis, which is the th, so then you could elongate that, echad, right? So therefore, it's maybe that's a smach to the Teimani pronunciation of that letter. Okay, they have different pronunciations of a dalis and a suf, etc. Amar Rav Yosef, but now we go continue to where we are up to. Amar Rav Yosef, Prakdan, Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. Prakdan, one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema, Prakdan. What does Prakdan mean? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Does Prakdan mean on one's back or on one's stomach? Machlokas Rashi, Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Le Chumra, regarding both of these positions. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Sama Gimel. You can't learn the first part, can't learn Maseches Brachas, basically, without a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph next to your Gemara. You can't, it's impossible. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kore Osa Mahalech O Omeid O Shochev O Rochev Al Gabi Ema O Yoshev. A person can recreate Shema riding, standing, sitting, running on an animal, of a low Prakdan. Prakdan is the one exception. What is Prakdan? Dahainu. Shepanav tuchos bakarka, either face down, o mushlach al gabo upanav lamala, or face up. Either of those one can't say Kriya Shema. Aval kori b'yishochev al tzido, as we'll see in a minute, but one can lie on their side. Look at they're lying on their side. Rama, me'achash akvarsh, if you're already lying down, and it's a tirchat to stand up or sit up, so then one can say it lying down. But one is not allowed to say it. Prakdan, both positions of Rashi and the Rambam are included. Misha, okay, stop there. Says the Gemara now. Prakdan likra Kriya Shema. Mikra hu delo likri. Hamigna shapra dami. What does Rav Yosef say? You can't say Kriya Shema that way. What? You're allowed to sleep that way? You're just not allowed to say Kriya Shema that way? Vamber, Rav Shua ben Levi, layit amantagoni aparkid. Rav Shua ben Levi cursed the one who went to sleep aparkid. Prakdan. So what does Rav Yosef mean that you can only not say Kriya Shema? Prakdan. What? You shouldn't be able to even sleep Prakdan. So the Gemara said, no, Amri migna kimasli shaper dami. That afkamina is on the side. When you're sleeping and you're on the side, that's fine. The Rambam even says that when we go to sleep, we should be on our left side. And when we wake up, we should be on our right side. Right? We've got to have that consciousness sometime during the night. Mikra, so migna, when we're sleeping, you ought to sleep on the side. That's the lower standard. Mikra, avagav demasli nami aser. But on one side, one should not say Kriya Shema. So that is the Meikir Adin. I've heard Rabbi Yochanan Masli Vakari. Rabbi Yochanan used to say it on his side. So Shani Rabbi Yochanan Debal Basar Hu. Rabbi Yochanan was a large individual. It was hard for him to turn over, and therefore he was allowed to say it on his side. Interesting trivia question. List all the places in Maseches Brachas where we talk about the Rabbi Yochanan's physiology. So you already had two. We had Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Hey. Rabbi Yochanan who bared his arm and he lit up the whole room. Right, that was in order to give a refuah to one of the fellow Amoraim. So we have Rabbi Yochanan there on Daf Hey Mabez, and then they were very upset. They started crying that his arm was going to go to the dust. Now this is number two, right? Rabbi Yochanan being a Baal Basar, and in that way he was not able to turn over. We're going to have one more. We're going to have Bez Hashem on Daf Chaf. On Daf Chaf, when we talk about Rabbi Yochanan, he used to sit outside the mikvah when the women used to come out. So we're going to see there in the Bach there, Bez Hashem, that'll come up. That'll be the third of the related to the physiology of Rabbi Yochanan in this Masechta. Okay. So, we continue. There's one makar, I don't have it here, but I remember when we mentioned this, we had this discussion of prakdan. You see on the side, the last time we had this discussion, nidu yudalid. When we had the discussion there, we spoke about an igris harambam. With the Rambam, writes, he wrote his, it was on page Tavkuf Nun Aleph in the Igros HaRambam, the two volumes, Masada Rav Kook, where he writes his whole schedule of the day, and he schleps to the Sultan's house, and he's there for 7 hours healing them, and then he comes back home, and he waits online, everybody's waiting online to see him, Jew and non-Jew, for all the medical needs, and he runs in to get a bite to eat right before he gets to, and the whole day, he's exhausted, he says, finally, at the end of the day, in the middle of the night, I just fall down prakdan, and I can't move. So the post could say, prakdan, what do you mean you can't lie down prakdan? So maybe the Rambam's just using a melitza that he's just so exhausted he just falls down. Or it just means for a second he falls down, it's ones, he can't move. So maybe that's the Rambam, and he says the only time I get to teach is on Shabbos. That's the beautiful Igros HaRambam that we discussed then, but again, it relates to the prakdan sugi here too. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, after the first line, which we already discussed about mitzvah srichas kavanah or not, the next line discusses the hefsekim that are allowed. And there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about hefsekim. Rabbi Meir said you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle, mipnei hayira, and meshiv, period. And beprakim, mishav b'nei kavanah meshiv. So the Gemara wonders, what does that meshiv mean, according to Rabbi Meir? It says, Shom Mibriya Kavod Umeshiv. Umeshiv what? Is that also Mibriya Kavod? Or is that something different? So, asks the Gemara. Uva Prakim, Shoel Vachulu, Meshiv Machmas Mai. What are you being Meshiv Machmas? According to your B-Mayor. Ilei Mibriya Kavod, is it, as we might have assumed, Meshiv Mibriya Kavod, Umeshiv Mibriya Kavod? Sorry, Shoel Mibriya Kavod, Umeshiv Mibriya Kavod. Shoel Mibriya Yer, Meshiv Mibriya Yer. Is it parallel? Says the Gemara, if that's true, that fits in, but then the Mishnah seems to be telling us lesser of a chiddush afterwards. Hashta mishal shoyel. If the Mishnah first says you're allowed to be shoyel, you're allowed to ask somebody, mibnei hakavod, ahadurei miboy, of course you're allowed to answer, mibnei hakavod. Shoyel is an even bigger chiddush. So that can't be what the Mishnah means, can it? Ela, what is it then? Shoyel mibnei hakavod, umeshav shalom lechol adam. Is that what it means? You go down one level, you're allowed to be shoel b'nei hakavod, b'nei haprakim, and you're allowed to answer to anybody. But ema seifa, then if you say this the same thing in the next line, then we run into a problem. Upe emsa shoel b'nei hayira umeshiv. Again, meshiv machmas mai. What does that mean? Ilema b'nei hayira, is it shoel b'nei hayira umeshiv b'nei hayira? Hashta mishal shoel ahadurei miboi. You're allowed to ask b'nei hayira. Of course you're allowed to answer somebody who you are fearful from. Remember yesterday we discussed Rashi versus the other Rishonim. Is it b'nei sakana? Is it just other type of fear? And what does Rashi mean? The Rishash. So elam b'nei hakavod. So it must mean rather, says the Gemara, b'nei hakavod. You're allowed to be shoma b'nei yiro meshiv b'nei hakavod. But if you plug it in, hainu d'Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly Rabbi Yehuda shita. We're explaining Rabbi Meir Shita. Ditznan, the next line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be'emsa, Shom ibn Hayira, Umeshav b'nei hakavod, Uvaprokim, Shom ibn hakavod, Umeshav shalom lechol adam. And the way we just explained Rabbi Meir is the exact same Shita. So the Gemara says, Chisura mechsura, Vahachiktani, really, the following is how you're supposed to understand the Mishnah. Be'prokim, Shom ibn hakavod, Ve'ein sarach lomar shehu meshiv. Ba prakim, in between the paragraphs, you're allowed to be shalom b'nei hakavod. And you're right, meshiv is all b'nei hakavod, but understand it as a ve'ein sarach lomar. You're right, there is no greater chiddush in the second line. It's just an ein sarach lomar. Continuing. U'be'emsa shalom b'nei hayira ve'ein sarach lomar shu meshiv, divrei Rabbi Meir. And be'emsa prakim, in the middle of the paragraphs, you're allowed to be shalom b'nei hayira and ein sarach lomar, of course, mipnei you'll have to be meshiv. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emsa shol b'nei ha'yir o meshiv b'nei ha'kavod, uvaprakim shol b'nei ha'kavod, o meshiv shalom l'chol adam. And the Brisa as well says that explicitly, Tanya Nami Hachi, hakori yeshma upagabo rabo o gadol imenu, if I'm saying kriya shma, I mean my Rebbe or somebody greater, ba'prakim shol b'nei ha'kavod v'in sarach lo mashu meshiv, uba'emsa shol b'nei ha'yir o sarach lo mashu meshiv. Div Rabbi Meir, exactly how we understood it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emsa shol b'nei ha'yir o meshiv b'nei ha'kavod, Rabbi Yehuda goes down one, in be'emsa, uva'prakim shol b'nei ha'kavod meshiv shalom l'chol adam. So that is exactly how we understood the Mishnah is explicitly in the Brisa. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos on the previous Amud. Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is what we mentioned from in the Shulchan Aruch yesterday, but it comes from Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, so you're allowed to be Shoel Mipnei Hayira. You're allowed to be in Be'emsa HaPrakim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to be Shoel Mipnei Hayira. And Rabbi Meir even holds also Shoel Mipnei Hayira in Be'emsa. So Tosfos says, Im Keinira. Right, remember Rabbi Yehuda, halachah Rabbi Yehuda, the halachah like Rabbi Yehuda, that be'emsa you're allowed to even be meishiv b'nei ha'kavod, Rabbi Shom b'nei ha'yira. So Tosfos says, im kein nireh shemuter la'anos kadosh u'kedusha be'emsa kriyashma she'ein l'chav mipnei ha'kavod gadol mizeh. There's we have covered to a human being, so covered to Hashem. So that's this is the source because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to even be shoel mipnei ha'kavod. I'm sorry, meishiv b'nei ha'kavod in the middle of the prakim, be'emsa ha'prakim, so that's why, that's the source that you're allowed to be, answer all of these anios during tefillah. Avo be'emsa yudches asu, you're not allowed to answer during the middle of Shemona Esrei. But during the middle of these others, you're allowed to. Shemona Esrei is different, we'll see, there's going to be, we could also make a list of this, the differences between Kriya Shema and tefillah. Tefillah is a situation of amida lefnei Hashem, but Tosfos right here on Daf Yud Gimel is one of the first examples that we have in this Pesachta, the differences between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. We're going to have tomorrow's off, we're going to talk about washing one's hands. How far does one has to go to washing one's hands? Again, Tefillah is going to have a longer shear. We're going to have later on, do you have to make or a din? Are you allowed to daven without a shirt on, a man? Right, so we're going to talk about a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So again, there's going to be various differences based on the fact that Tefillah is called Lifnei Hashem, even though Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim, so it's more intense in a sense, but here says Tosfos that there is a higher standard in Tefillah, even though ironically, some Rishonim hold that Tefillah is Darabanan. Right? Tefillah is Darabanan and Kriya Shema is Daraisa, but still, there could be less hefsik issues when it comes to Kriya Shema because of the nature that it's different. It's Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim, but it's not a state of Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so we'll keep a list of that as well, all the differences between Tefillah and Kriya Shema. But this is Tosfos. That Tosfos continues. It says, "Mishav is Paul Lavado for Shliach Tzibur Magia Lamodim Yishcha Lamodim Avalo Yomer Modim." If somebody's in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the Tzibur gets up to Modim, what's the halacha? The person saying the silent Shmona Esrei is not Mafsik, right? As we mentioned back on Dav Beis, right? Shomer Kaone. It works enough that we should be quiet and listen, but we don't say it. But lo yomer modim, v'dafka shayiv emsa bracha. But one only bows down by modim with the tzibur if one is not at the end of a bracha. It's one in the middle of a bracha. You should time it that way. Avo b'sof bracha lo, denir kikorea b'shal bracha. But at the end of the bracha, not, because then the chazar were not masakein you to bow down at the end of the other brachos that you want to ask, right? Therefore, you're not allowed to. And therefore, one should make sure that they are be'emsa ha'bracha when the tzibur gets up to modim. Number one. The other point I wanted to mention was a taz. The taz, beginning of Siman Samach Vav, right here in the Siman that we have been talking about, the Taz says in the end of Sif Aleph. End of Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch here talks about the Hefsekan that one is allowed to have. So the end of Sif Aleph asks the Taz, Kashali, Mimashe Matzinu, Gaba Yaakov Avinu, Kishabai love Yosef, Lo Hifsik be Kriyashma, Kamashakas of Rashi Bechumish, Yaakov was busy saying Kriyashma when he met Yosef. Parshas Vayigash. But he's saying Kriya Shema. Why wasn't he Mafsik b'Bnei HaKavod? He was a king. You see later on, Yaakov gave Kavod to Paro. Very Matzina b'Makamakar, Shachalak lo Kavod, B'Shvel Malchus, Kiddechziv, V'Yishchazek Yisrael, V'Yishav Alamita. In Parshat Vayechi, he gave Kavod to Yosef. So why here? Why wasn't he Mafsik? He was saying Kriya Shema. And I know the stipler that he channeled all of his Ava to HaKadosh Baruch at that moment. All the beautiful drushes on that. But halachically, so says the Taz, you know what you have to say? He must have been in Pasuk Rishon. Pasuk Rishon, you're not Mafsik for anything. So that's what Pasuk Rishon, I Osik Bo. Vein Mafsikah. So the second that he saw Yosef, You know, he was saying Pasuk Rishon. I don't know, maybe Yaakov Avinu took a long time to say Pasuk Rishon. Right? He's the source for Shema and Baruch Shem. Right? So in the Gemara in Pesachim, so maybe it took him a long time to say Pasuk Rishon. If it took him a few seconds, still Tzarech Iyun, exactly how we're supposed to understand that Chazal. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yud Dawid, Ba'imine, eighth line or so, very important Shiloh. Right, every element of this Shiloh is important for different Shitas in the Rishonim. Ba'imine, Achi Tana Debe Rabbi Chia, Me Rabbi Chia. Bahalel Umagila, Mau Sheyafsik. Is one, we're talking about Hefsekim during Kriyashma. That's this Mishnah, beginning of the second parak. What about being mafsik between in Hallel and in Megillah? Megillah's Esther. Can you be mafsik during those? So do we say, mi amrina kavachomer? Do we say a kavachomer? Kriyashma d'oraisa posek. Hallel d'rabbana mi boy. Kriyashma, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. That you're allowed to be mafsik. So Hallel, and Megillah for that matter, which is d'rabbanan, do we say, of course? How's d'rabbanan? So of course you're allowed to be mafsik. O Dilma, Persume Nisa Adif. Or do we say no, Persume Nisa is Adif. And that's why Megillah is Persume Nisa. What about Hallel? Hallel Persume Nisa? That's a big chiddush to say Hallel. Okay. Either way, Persume Nisa Adif, at least on the Megillah side of it. So that's the question. Are you allowed to be mafsik in Hallel and in Megillah? Omer Lay, Posek Vein Bakaklum. You're allowed to. You're allowed to be mafsik for a tzarech, obviously not for there's no tzarech, but for a tzarech one is allowed to. Just derech agad, there is a fascinating discussion of the Noda Yehuda and the tshuva. I didn't bring it, but Noda Yehuda talked about tshuva. What happens if they're in the middle of the Megillah and all of a sudden somebody notices the moon outside and it had been cloudy the whole 2 weeks and it's Yudalid, it's the last night, and they're worried that if you're mafsik in the Megillah, if you're not mafsik and you wait till afterwards, the clouds are going to come back, they're going to lose Kiddush Levana. Mekal Panei Hashchina, what a great mitzvah. So are you mafsik in Megillah Esther? The whole team is going to go out to do Kiddush Levana or not? Another Yehuda discusses, he thinks that the night Megillah, we've had a shiurim on this in the past, the night Megillah is different Kabbalah. I'm sorry, the daytime Megillah is different Drabanan. The daytime Megillah is different Kabbalah. The nighttime Megillah is on a lower level. Because so the daytime is different Kabbalah based on Sukkim. The nighttime is only Durabanan. And therefore, the Noda Behuda thinks that one possibly can be Mafsik during the nighttime, but at the daytime, obviously, not going to see the moon. But theoretically, conceptually, the nighttime one, there's be more reason to allow it because of the Durabanan element, and it's not different Kabbalah. Okay, let's get back to this question, though. Both elements of the question. Let's talk about the statement of Hallel Durabanan, and let's talk about the statement of Kriyashma d'Oraisa. The Ramban has difficulty with the statement. Two different Rambans. Both problematic. There is a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Aleph, where the Ramban says that Hallel on Yontif is d'Oraisa, part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. That's the Ramban in the Shrashim. Hallel d'Oraisa. So the Ramban himself has difficulty with a couple of Gemaras, which seem to say that Hallel is Rabbanan, this being one of them. So the Ramban says, you know what you have to say? This Hallel is talking about the Hallel on Chanukah, where's the Rabbanan, and Purim, there is no Hallel, right, the Kriyasa Zuhi Halelya, but that's what the Ramban says, you have to say he's talking about the Hallel of Chanukah. Okay, so that's his suggestion, so that's how he gets at it, a little difficult, that's the only one that it's talking about here. Okay, maybe there's a smach to it, because it's put with Megillah. Hallel and Megillah? Okay, but that's how the Ramban limits it. This is Mefurish against the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva that's much discussed around Chanukah time, where the Chassam Sofer says, I think all Hallels are Durabanan except the Hallel of Chanukah. Chassam Sofer says, in Reish Lamed Gimel, Chassam Sofer says, because Hallel of remembering a day, Hallel based on Kedusha Sayom, that's Durabanan. Somewhere in the Torah you find that's Durabana. Chazal instituted that. But Hallel Bishas Hanes, and Hallel for a miracle, and Hallel remembering Hanes, the Chi of Lahodos, we're going to have in the ninth parak. Malkam Shanasa Bones, right? So that's a Daraisa concept. And therefore, Chanukah, he says it's Daraisa. He says, it's a beautiful tshuva in Reish Lama Gimel. If you have a day, you're a day of Reish Lama Gimel. It's the Lag Ba'Omer tshuva also. In the first half of the tshuva, he discusses making your own holidays. So there, he talks about all of those who go to Tzvat for Lag Ba'Omer. in this tshuva, he does not have his sharpest line, where he says that the terrible earthquake that happened in Tzfat in the 1860s, the 1840s, that was a little bit of people were forgetting Yerushalayim. People were focusing, Tzfatim Yerushalayim. So he said that, that's Chassam Sofer. But that's not in this tshuva, that's in the drushas. But in this tshuva, he is against, Umercha Gevo, Yidrusha Hashem, Pi'ira Kodesh, Tzfat, Yom Lag Ba'omer, Hilul Durashbi, Vimki Kol Kavanasam Lashem Shamayim, Scharam Rav Bali Hefsik, but, Avamitam Zeba Atzmo, Haiti Animina Prushim, Kebenju Soy, Shalom Tzarek Lios Yoshev Sham, Umishanim in Hogam Befnehem, Vishalom Eret Sela His Chaberi Mohem Baze, Kikvar Kok, many people screamed about it. Malcolm Shadaso Bonais, you do things. He says, you can make your own Purims. He says, I made my own Purim. He says, in Meir Moladati, Frankfurt Amaim, Hosem Purim, Yom Chaf Adar, Aleph. Yeah, there was a special Nais that happened on Chaf Adar, Uminag, Mitzrayim, Yom Chaf Gimel Ba'adar, Fianis Daiti. You say, anybody who was saved, you can make your own Purim. But what happened on this day? What happened on Lag Ba'omer? He says, I don't know. He says, any nace occurred? He says, Lefizah Roy Lekvah, Kol Tov Shigiyanu Lekvuras, Biyom, Tisha, Leminya Bnei Yisrael. He talks about all the different days. Let me just see if I can find the line. But he says, Amikamakam Lasosa Yom Simcha Vahadzlaka, Ubamakam Yadu Adafka, She Tel Talpiot, Shakol Nifnim Lasham. That's the language the Gemara later on in Daf Lam, it uses for Yerushalayim. It's called Talpiot Tel Shakol Pios Ponimbo. That's what we dive into Yerushalayim. He's playing on words there. He says, She hate Tzfat Tel Talpiot Shakol Nifnim L'sham Lo Yadati Im Rasham La'asos Kein. Favi Ke'ein Mashakaza Shmisha Nodar La'kever Shmuel Anavi. For Allah believe Lomar, Fim Mashakaza of Ramban, Bigaris Anifla Shalo, Shakol Makam Amakudas Yosem Mechavero, Charuv V'shameim Yoser Mechavero. Oh, he does allude to it. Anyway, that is the charif words of the Chassam Sofer. But in the same tshuva, in the last paragraph, he says, Karachti Yosef Midai, Ulisayim Benachama Omer, he goes to Kvias Yomoid Biyom Asias Nesu, Kavachomer Da Oraisa, Ulafiani is Daiti, Lafize, Yom Purim Vechanaka, Da Oraisa Haim. Da Oraisa, Drabanan. They're Da Oraisa in terms of the Hodah. Achmalasos Lahem, Imlash Lachmanos, Olahavik, Olazaso Zecher Acher, Drabanan. The details of what one has to do for Chanaka and Purim is Drabanan. But the concept of remembering the Yeshua is Da Oraisa. And therefore he said, if somebody goes through a Purim and a Chanukah and does not do anything, doesn't do anything on just a regular day, he says, over Al Mitzvah Sase Da Oraisa. As long as you do something. And that's what he talks about. He says this connects to the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though the Ramban himself says maybe this Gemara is talking about Chanukah, which is Drabanan. Okay, anyway, that is all number one. Yeah? What's the mitzvah part of Simchas Yontif? That's the Ramban. What is the mitzvah the Chassam Sofer's? Hodal Hashem, the Kavachomer, Mimis the Kavachomer, and Megillah Yadalad, where it says, if we have to say praise, if we have Halel, Mi Shiba Lagula, Mi Mavis Lachayim Lakal Shekain. So that Kavachomer is on a Daraisa level. That's the Makar, that Kavachomer. That Kavachomer. Okay, that's the first line. The phrase of Halal Durabanan. But the other line is also difficult for another Ramban. And that is Kriyashma Doraisa Poseg Halal Kol Shekain. So what does that mean, Kriyashma Doraisa Poseg? We mentioned twice already. There are four different shitas of the Rishonim. What is Kriyashma Doraisa? Rashi and Tosfos on the first daf. Rashi says first paragraph. Tosfos says first two paragraphs. Right, we had a diyuk yesterday from our Mishnah about that. The Rambam says all three parshias. The Ramban says, first line is Daraisa. Ask the Velt on the Ramban from this Gemara. What is the lines? Kriyashma is Daraisa, you can still be posek. According to the Ramban, what does that mean? According to the Ramban, only the first line is Daraisa, you can't be posek in the first line. And the rest of it is Darabanan. So why do you read this line in the Gemara? Says the Stipler, say all the other Achronim. This Ramban would explain this Gemara as follows. A concept that we have in many other places as well. And that is, even if there is a mitzvah, and we had a Daf B'I in Shir about this, about a year and a half ago or so. Feel free to look up the other sources on OU.org. Says the Stipler, if there is a mitzvah that you could do in a minimal way, but I choose to do it in a maximal way, then the entire mitzvah gets the status of the mitzvah d'oraisa. On a kiyumis level, even if it's not a chiyuvis level. For example, how much matzah does one have to eat on Leil HaSeder? So Rav Sternbach is medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah in the beginning of Perek Vav, in Chamisu Matzah. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lecho matzah b'lachamish asar. You have to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And then the Rambam says, the rest of Pesach, only if you want to. There's no chiyuv. Aval b'leil chamish asar bilvar chova. The first night chova. U'mishachal kizayis yatzi dechavaso. And once you eat a kizayis, you will yotze. Sense of Sternbach, that's an interesting lashon. Why doesn't the Rambam just say, it's a mitzvah to eat a kizayis of matzah, the night of Pesach? It doesn't say that. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Once you eat a kizayis, you yotze. Meaning the mitzvah, whatever you eat this night is the mitzvah. You have to eat at least a kizayis. But whatever you eat, you can expand that into the mitzvah d'oraisa. Or the Levush and other achronim, but I think the disciple quotes this as well. The Levush says, what about shofar? Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin asks, how can we blow so many kolos? Isn't it baltosif? Right? With 30 kolos, that's the minimum. We have b'tiyas de meyushav, b'tiyas de meumad, what are we doing? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Mabei says, you can never violate baltosif by doing a mitzvah twice. That's his chiddush. Birchas Kohanim. You do it twice, you can't be within this man. You can't. Baltosif is only, let's say, you sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, after this man. But doing a mitzvah twice within the proper time, you can never violate baltosif. That's Tosif's chiddush. And that's why there's no mitzvah. The Rashba says right here, there's no baltosif by a takana derabanan. If the rabbanan tell you to do it, then there's no baltosif. But other achronim say no. Same idea. If the Torah tells you to blow a certain amount of kolos, if I expand it, maybe this is the svara behind Tosfos, I do it in a maximal way, then that's okay. That's okay, that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. But a third example is right here. Even though according to the Ramban, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema is only first pasuk, if I choose to expand it and do more than that, then the whole Kriyat Shema has the status of a Kriyat Shema d'oraisa. And therefore, the halachas of Hefsek would apply, and we could treat it as a Kriyat Shema d'oraisa. Good. Okay, we continue. By the way, the two on the Shulchan Aruch quote different discussions about Megillah, about being mafsik in Megillah. We have a minhag to say a bracha after the Megillah. But that's a minhag. Haravas Rivenu is a minhag. That's not a din. It's not a din. So does that make it does that make it like a bracha before and afterwards, and therefore there are more issues of hefsek? The tourists, two opinions about that in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Beis. Okay, though, we continue. Amar Rabba. Okay, we can spend the whole shir on those two lines, but what can you do? Amar Rabba, we did the best we can. Yomim Shayachon Gomer Ben Ezahalel. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention there is a daf in shir up from last night. There was a shir in Yonei Aseres Hadibros. And Yonei Aseres Hadibros, hopefully it will be up today, relating to the Gemara we had two blad ago about Taromas Haminim. So Daf B'in shir should be up, relating to Aseres Hadibros. Amar Rabba, Yomim, Shayachid Gomer Bohenes HaHalel, Bein Perek LaPerek Posek. The days that the Yachid is Gomer Halel, says full Halel, you're allowed to be Posek between the paragraphs. Be'emsa ha-perek in a posik, but not in the middle of the paragraphs. V'yamim she'ena yachad gomer nes ha-halel, the days that the yachad does not gomer halel, what we call half halel, afilu be'emsa ha-perek posik. Even be'emsa ha-perek, one is allowed to be posik because there are no, that's not complete halel, and therefore, one is allowed to be posik. Eini, is this really true? V'harav bar shva. Ikla legabe de Ravina, Rabbi Shva once visited Ravina, v'yamim she'ena yachad gomer es ha-halel have, and it was a day that he was saying halel, not full halel. I don't know if he was in the middle of minyan and he came over there, v'lo pasakalei. And Ravina did not stop to say hello to Rabbi Shva. So I thought you could be posek. Right? Answer? He wasn't machshev, Rav Bar Shva, too much. Shani, Rav Bar Shva, to lo chashev le Ravina. He wasn't chashev enough in order for him to be mafsik. Maybe he treated him nicely, but he didn't think it warranted him being mafsik. Good. This is big one Tosfos here, very important Tosfos, and for a number of sugyas, Tosafot discusses a bracha on a minhag. That is, Tosafot is what it comes. This Tosafot comes up in a few places in Shas. Comes up right here. Do you make a bracha on a minhag? Because Rov Rishon and Paskin that saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, for example, Yonah Dioma, this Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We're going to say half Hallel. Because of the minhag of saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, do you make a bracha on that Hallel? That is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says no bracha on that Hallel. Balei Tosafot say there is a bracha on the Hallel. There's a bracha on a minhag. And just to take a step back, do you make a bracha on a minhag? So, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that everybody agrees that you make a bracha on the minhag of Yontav Sheni. That's one minhag that everybody, even the Rambam says you make a bracha on. And the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha on banging Hoshanas, on Hoshana Rabbah. That's a minhag that even Balei Tosafot say you don't make a bracha on. The machlokas is about other minhagim. For example, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam says no. Balei Tosafot say yes. Machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah, Ashkenazim and Sfardim. That's the machlokas. And there are a couple of Gemaras that Balei Tosafot try to figure out what impression do you get from the Gemara, including this one. Right, you're allowed to be mafsik during a day that you're not gober. So doesn't that say you don't make a bracha? If you make a bracha, wouldn't that mean that you can't be mafsik? So Balei Tosafot have to work that out. The other Gemara quoted is the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chavches, where Rav walked into Bavel. He walked into the shul in Bavel, and he saw that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they would say Hallel. He's like, "What's going on here? Savri laf sukinu." He wanted to be mafsik then. What are you saying Hallel for? But once he saw that they skipped paragraphs, he's like, "Oh, I understand. Minhag obviously to be a denu. I see that they're just saying it's a minhag and it's okay." So the Balei Tosafot say, "What? Did he hear the bracha? Did he not hear the bracha? It must be Balei Tosafot say that he must have heard the bracha. He make a bracha anyway. There's no difference. That's why he didn't know yet. Because according to the Rambam, why did he know by not hearing the bracha? So, well, you have to ask that he walked in late. Rav walked in late because he was traveling. That's what the Balei Tosafot discuss. That whether you have to say that. Either way, this is a big discussion. There's an important Briska Rav. The Briska Rav in the Grizal Rambam in Hilchos Bracha says maybe there are different types of minhagim. Svei dinim in minhagim. Some types of minhagim, bi'ikaron, are based on a mitzvah. Like Yontav Sheni, matzah, and maror, and it's a minhag that's mevusas on a mitzvah. It's a minhag, you're right. But minhag is in terms of the chovas hagavra. But in terms of the chefza shel minhag, it's a mitzvah. Masha'ekein, other types of minhagim are just stam minhagim. They're not chefza mitzvah, like hoshanis. So for you, that might be a chilek between when you would make a bracha and when not. Okay, but that's a big discussion. Feel free to go through the Tosas. First, wide line. Boy, minei ashiyon, tana devei Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yami. Big discussion in the Achron and what this is doing here, but it is, the Tzlach says, it's similar types of questions. You ask a question with two suggestions, then you give an answer, which is not really either of the tzadim. Okay, other Rav Yashav suggests maybe it's just similar people. Before we had Achi Tana de Rabbi Chia Mir Rabbi Chia. So this is Ashi Yata Rabbi Ami Rabbi Ami. So whatever, there's flexibility in terms of what could be here. Hashar Betitis Vaishi Yitom. Are you allowed to taste something on a fast day? Not eat, taste. Achilav Vishasiya Kabbal Alev Haleka. He was Makabel not to eat and drink. But this is not eating and drinking. This is tasting. Odilma hana kabbal alev ha'ika. Or did he accept upon himself any type of pleasure? And tasting is still pleasure. Amarle toimei makaklum. You're allowed to be toim. You're allowed to taste on a fast day. That is part one. Tani nami hachi. The Braisa also says mat emes eina teuna bracha. Someone, maybe that's why it's here in Hilchos Brachas. The problem is it should be in the sixth parak, not here. But either way, mat emes. Someone who tastes does not need a bracha. Vahashari betainis, and somebody who's fasting, toim ve makaklum, is a lot of taste. Right? So that's what you see. Ad kama, how much? A rav ami, rav asi, tami, ad shir reviyasa. Until a revius, that's as much as one is allowed to taste. A couple of important points. Number one, there's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Gemara seems to put together brachos and fast days. And the Rambam is machalik between them. The Rambam holds that there's no bracha on mat emes, but it's also to taste on a fast day. So that's a little tzara'i, and the Kesef Mishnah and others try to deal with that Rambam. But that is number one. Number two, we paskin, you're not allowed to taste without a bracha. We paskin against that Rambam that one has to make a bracha on everything that goes into the mouth. A. Also, relating to the fast day issue, Tosfos says all the way on the bottom, 2 points in the little Tosfos. Number one, Tosfos assumes this is only talking about a tainus yachid. From the lush of the girl, you get that kibbalale. But by a tainus sibur, for sure not. By Tanya Sibur, there's for sure no havamina that tasting is okay. Also, the machlokas rishonim, when we're talking about tasting here, does that mean tasting and spitting back out, or tasting and swallowing? Tosva says here, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, the whole discussion here is tasting and spitting out. Tasting and swallowing, for sure you need a bracha. That's what we paskin. But other rishonim say that no, even if you're swallowing, you might not need a bracha, according to at least this day of the Gemara. Either way, this is a big discussion in the Gemara. The poskim also discuss what happens if I make a bracha on a fast day and then I remember it's a fast day. I made a bracha and I forgot. Right? Simple questions. What if I made a bracha on ice cream and then I remember I'm fleishik? So what do you do there? So in both cases, you know, as long as it's an hour, let's say, after the fleishik, many poskim say take a taste in that case. Because bracha levatala might be daraisa and the fast days are the rabbanan, as long as it's not Yom Kippur. So that's an interesting discussion. We continue. Anyone who gives says shalom aleichem to their friend before they daven, as if they made a bama. Based on the following pasuk, chidlu lachem in hadam, go away from people. Asher neshama biapo, ki bameh nechshavu. How are they nechshav? Al tikri bameh elo bama. So you a hint to bama. We have to go away from people. The first person we should say hello to in the morning is Hashem. Ushmuel Amar, Bameh chashavto lazeh v'lo le'aloka. A different drasha. What are you being mashed to this person and not to Hashem? Hashem should be the first person. I must have Rav Sheshes, but doesn't our Mishnah say? Baprakam shol v'briyakav v'nu meshiv. In the middle of Kriyashma, you didn't daven yet. You still want to say hello to somebody. So the Gemara answers, Tirgam Rav Abba b'mashkam l'pischo. The only problem is if where I go out of my way to say hello to somebody. I go before davening to knock on his door and say hello to him. If I happen to see somebody on their way, see somebody in shul, it's derech eretz to say hello. The Ritva here says maybe it's even better not even to use the words shalom aleichem. Because shem Hashem, that should be only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I can say tzafer demari tav. To say in Aramaic, you say good morning. Good morning, whatever the language one wants to use, as long as one does not say shalom aleichem. Okay, that's an extra ed chumer. But again, the only isra is mashkim lepischa. Tosa says in the bottom, b'chein halacha. That's what we hold. Amar Rav Yehudi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yisrael bar Ashiyon, asur lo la'adam lasos chafatzim kodem shiyispalel. A person is allowed to do his chafatzim before he davens. Shenemar, tzedek lefanav yahalech, righteousness goes before me, v'yasein l'derech pa'amav, and then I will go do my things. But tzedek should go first, meaning I should focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, right? In our day and age, you know what that might mean? We shouldn't check our emails before davening. Right? That's a killer for some people. The first thing I do before I say Modani, let's check my emails, right? Right? First of all, that's halacha. Modani comes first. But maybe that's what it means, chafatzim. I should do mechafatzim before I daven. Right? It's like impossible for most of us. But maybe that's what the Gemara means. Right? What am I chafatzim? The Mishnah Berurah bends over backwards to say, if the bakery on Friday morning is going to run out of good challah that you like for Shabbos, you're allowed to go buy the challahs before Shabbos, before davening. Because it's that's chafzei shamayim. That's not chafatzecha. What, this is better than buying the challahs? I'm checking my emails. So maybe it's, you know, unless is it Sarchei Mitzvah? We could try to defend ourselves and try to rationalize all we want. L'maisa osur la'asos chafazav kodem shiyispalel. Maybe that's what we should be mekabel. V'yamar avi debar avin amar avi yisrael barashiyan. At least maybe before, not before brachas. At least not before brachas, let's say. If I say brachas at home. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Kol mispalel barakach yotzi laderech. If anybody davens and then they go yotzi laderech, Kadosh Baruch Hu osel chafatzav. Hashem does His ritzono. Shenemar based on the same pasuk, tzedek lefanav yahalech v'yasein laderech pa'amav before he goes yotzi laderech. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yonah says in the name of Rabbi Zeira, kol halonch of asyam below chalom nikra ra. Wow, we're going to have this later on in the ninth parak, where we're going to get all about dreams, everything we want to know. But here it says, if somebody goes to sleep and for a week he does not have a dream, so that kind of is reflecting that Hashem is trying not to talk to you, right? Because you don't have connection. Nikra ra, shenemar, v'saveya yolin bali paked ra. That's the pasuk. Al tikre, saveya ela sheva. Right, so we could change around the nekudos in Mishlei. Sheva, right? Right, sheva yalin, seven times you sleep, bal yipakeid, and you don't get nifkad, you don't get remembered by Hashem, ra, so that is bad. Right, the Mefarshim talk about, maybe this was only in the previous Doros, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, you know, Ruach HaKodesh, and Nevuah, and Baskols, and Chalomos were considered messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our day and age, you know, many times we don't dream. Right, so therefore we're going to talk a lot about dreams later on, Bez Hashem. But that's this idea. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMazbiya Aslo B'Divrei Torah V'Lon. If somebody satiates themselves with Torah V'Lon and then goes to sleep, Ein Mavasar Aslo B'Soros Ros, he'll never have anything, he'll never be Muvusar, B'Soros Ros will never be announced to him, Shenemar V'Saveh Yolin Bal Yipakeid Ra. V'Saveh, if I'm satiated, and Yolin, and then I go to sleep, Bal Yipakeid Ra. So I have to be Masbiya, it's me. Before I go to sleep, if I feel that I didn't learn enough today, I gotta satiate myself. Right? We had earlier, we had the saying Shema before we go to sleep. Again, the Bracha V'Mapil is gonna be later on. Eilei Ben HaPrakim V'Chulu. Back to the Mishnah. What are the Ben HaPrakim? So we had all the different paragraphs. Amar, Bivah, Amar, Biochan, Alacha, Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda da Amar. Bein Elokechem, La Emes, V'Yatsev, Lo Yapsik. He was the one that said, third, after Vayomer, before Emes V'Yatsev, that is not a Ben HaPrakim. Right, you're not allowed to be mafsik there. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say not to be mafsik? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Vashem Elokim Emes. So it's connected to that pasuk. So that's why you're not allowed to be mafsik between that and Emes. Chozer vaomer Emes, o eino chozer vaomer Emes. So what does that mean? Do you say Emes again or not? You're not mafsik, but do you say Emes again or not? Who is that talking about? So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's talking about everybody who says it. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't mind everybody says, you say Emes twice. Shem Lokechem Emes. Emes V'yatzev V'nachem Gam Yashar. But if you look in other Rishonim, and you look in how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, as we know, this is talking about the Chazan. We're not talking about every person. Generally, a person should not repeat Emes. But the question is, what about the Chazan? Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chozer V'Omer Emes. Yes. Rabba Omer, Eino Chozer V'Omer Emes. So who is it? Well, I'm talking about the Yochanan, I'm talking about the Sipur. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Samach Aleph. Shulchan Aruch in Samach Aleph, Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Zohar. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Zohar. First, the Shulchan Aruch starts off. Yikra Kriyashma B'Kavana. Be'im of Yer B'Yasas V'Zeya. Asher Anokim Zavcha Yom Yu B'Nechel K'Chadashim. Good. B'Kriyashma, says the Zohar in Shulchan Aruch, right here. Samach Aleph Gimel. B'Kriyashma Yesh Rama Tevos. 245 words in Kriyashma. Kidei lahashlim ramach, kineged evarev shel adam, in order to make it the 248, parallel to the limbs of a person, misayim shliach tzibur, Hashem elokechem emes, v'chozer v'omer b'kol ram, Hashem elokechem emes. That's the Shulchan Aruch, that the Chazan should repeat Hashem elokechem emes when he is davening, right? That's what we, the Mishnah Berurah here goes through, the Ramach Ivarim, but the Shliach Tzibur should say quietly to himself, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then out loud, he should say Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. The, Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Asar Ma'amaros, who says, the Shliach Tzibur, lo yisayim balachash b'tevas Emes, kiyim kishachozer, v'omem b'kolram, he should say, Hashem Elokeichem, that's it, the Chazan should end there. And then out loud, you should only say MS once. That's what the Asar Mamara says. Ubazeh yimsach hezbo ramach. That, if you really count up, that'll give you 248. If you say Hashem Lokechem MS, Hashem Lokechem MS, that'll be 249. So you don't say MS. The Chazan should not say the word MS twice. You can say Ani Hashem Lokechem twice, but not MS twice. Acha minot says the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch. Sheish lomar gam b'pam harishon MS. The minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, shelo lahafri b'neim, ve'emes hasheni inim in a minyan. Why? But how do you, what about the math? Because the second time that the Chazan says, Hashem Elokechem emes, that emes is really going with emes v'yatsav v'nachem v'kam yashar. It's part of the, that is really true and upstanding everything that we've said. The Vilna Gaon paskins the Asar Ma'amaros, so wherever you are, if they go like the Asar Ma'amaros, the Anishav Elokechem, Anishav Elokechem emes, you'll see emes once, that's like the Asar Ma'amaros and the Vilna Gaon. But the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that the minhag olam is like the Shulchan Aruch, and that is saying the whole phrase, Hashem Elokechem emes, quietly, and then Hashem Elokechem emes, or Sfaradim right, Sfaradim don't even do it quietly, they just do it out loud and say it twice, but that's the, you can't be medayik in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Mishayim Shliach Tzibur, Hashem Elokechem emes, v'chozer v'omer b'kol rum, Hashem Elokechem emes. So I'm not sure if the previous one he didn't say b'kol rum. Okay, it's open. Ramah, u'bazeh kol adam yotzei, hol v'shoni v'hivshal Shliach Tzibur, shalosh tevis elo. And everybody else is yotzei through the chazen. Aye, what if you're davening at home? What if you're davening b'yachidus? V'im ha'yachid rotzei gamkin la'omer ne'ma Shliach Tzibur, ein yisav v'davar. Okay, the yachid can say with the Shliach Tzibur. V'im hu kore b'yachid, what if he say kriyashah b'yachid? So where do you get the extra words? Yechavein b'tesvav vavin, shebe'emes v'yatziv, sha'olim tishim. The 15 vavin 15 times 6, that equals 90. Fame kineged shloshes shemos ha'havaya, shekol shem oleh chavav, arba osio same shloshim. Gets into some gematria. The Rama says, you know what? I have an easier, more nigla. Just say Kel Malach Neman. Just say Kel Malach Neman stands for Amen. You say that before the, before you say Shema. Kol Korek Vyesha Biyachad Yorba Kel Malach Neman Shema. Ki Shal Shtel Elu. Mashlim in Aminya Shal Ramach. Vubi Malcham Amen. Ki Ishlanos Acha Baracha Bocher Bama Yisol Biyava. Vachay Nogin. Venira Li. Mikom Malcham Kishkori Matzibra Lo Yomar Kel Malach Neman. Rak Yomar Amen. Acha Shliach Tzibra Kishim Sayim Baracha Vachay Nogin. Mishnah Berurah quotes. Look in the Shulchan Aruch earlier when we don't say Amen after Abacha Yisol Biyava. Again, different Minhagim. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara, but it all comes from this line here about Choser Vomer Emes and how to understand it. Weiter, fourth line. Hahu denachis kame deraba. Shame rabba de omer emes, emes tre zimni. He said emes twice. Omer rabba, kol emes, emes tafsi lahai. This guy has grabbed a lot of emes. Okay, is he praising him? Is he saying that this is not how you do it? Unclear. Amar Rav Yosef, Kamamalya Hashmaitza, the following is great, says Rav Yosef. Tchiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Amri B'mar Rava, they said in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they did not say the entire third paragraph of Kriya Shema at night. They only said parts of it. Arvis, they said it by Ma'ariv, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'yamartol Lehem, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes. First and last, they skip the middle. Amalei Abaya, Ma'amal Yusahi. Why is that so great? You think that's a Rav Yosef, you think that's great? V'am Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana Amar Rav said, why did they skip? Because it's all about tzitzis, and tzitzis is only a mitzvah bayom, not balayla. So he said, Rabbi, he says, what's the Mal Yusa? Didn't Rav say, Rav Kahana Amar Rav, Lo Yaskel, you shouldn't start, V'im Hiskel Gomer, but once you start it, say the whole thing. Right? You don't have to say it, but if you say it, say the whole thing. And if you say, what do you mean? If you just say, that's not called starting, because you didn't really get into the content. That's like a introductory pasuk. That's not true. So what's so great about that? So Amar Rav Papa Kesavri b'Marava v'Amarti Leim Nami Lo Avi Aschala Ad Amar Basulam Sitzes. You have to say that's not Aschala according to the Bnei Marava, and that's why he said it wasn't Aschala, and that's why they were able to skip. Amar Abaya Hilkach Anan Aschuli Maschalina to Kam Maschali b'Marava. What do? We start because they started in Marava, but we don't hold like what they hold a haschala is. The kivan, the aschalina. But once we start, we do the whole thing. To ha'amr of kahana, marav, lo yaskal, the miskal gomer. Because we hold like Rav, and we hold that it is a haschala. We have a haschala. Efech sam sofer in tshuvin, kufches, in Yaredea. What's the big deal? Why couldn't they just say the whole paragraph? Okay, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis balayla. But why couldn't they just say it? So sam sofer says, maybe they were worried about a hefsik betoch birchas kriyashma. You're making brachas here, and you say the bracha of Kriya Shema, and you're going to have Smichas Gula Tefillah. So maybe that's what they were worried about. Maybe. We don't worry about that. We say once you start, you say the whole paragraph. But maybe that's why they were so adamant of missing a few psukim. But maybe that's why they did it. Chiyav Arav Amar. Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Tzorach Lomer Emes. If you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you have to say Emes, and you continue with them Muna Kalzos. Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Eino Tzorach Emes. Eino Tzorach Lomer Emes. If you don't say in Hashem Lokechem, you don't have to continue with Emes. Ask the Gemara why not. We had earlier Emes Vemuna and Vyasa Benachon are part of the mitzvah of Zechir Yisias Mitzrayim. Don't you have to mention it? So the Gemara says, you're right. This line is only talking about where you mentioned it in another way. Where you said the following after Kriyashma. And you continue, Michamocha Beilam Hashem, Michamocha V'chulu, Rashi says. Right, so that is, in that type of circumstance that you might not have said Vemuna, you're saying a substitute for Vemuna Kalzos. Okay, good. So we see from here, by the way, that Tzitzis, Mitzvah Tzitzis, is only Noheg Bayom. Right, that's what the whole discussion of why they wanted to leave it out, as we're going to see again soon. So that's a discussion in Tosfos right here. Is Tzitzis really a Zman Grama? Pashtus, it is a Zman Grama. Why is it a Zman Grama? Because of nighttime. Right, Reisamo, so you can't see it. So Tosfos then asks, what about according to the Manda Amar, Machlokas and Maseches Menachos, that Tzitzis is a Chovas Mana. Chovas Mana meaning if you have a beged that's Dalet Kanfas, even if it's sitting in your drawer, according to some deus in the Gemara, you have to put Tzitzis on it. So according to them, that's not a choves, it's not a zman grama. It's how you read this Gemara. So says the Tosfos, no, you still have to say, only a ksus yom is chayiv, even if you're not wearing it. Even l'man da'amar, chovas mana, that it's a chayiv of the beged, not of the person, it's only the type of beged that you wear during the day. Pajamas that are four-cornered, says that daya, they would not say that you have to put tzitzis on it. They would not say that. So that is Tosfos. Imhay ksus miyuchal alayla pater, even if it's, even according to that opinion. So there is a zman grama element. This relates to a big sugya of how you define zman grama. Right, big sugyas, Kiddush Levana, and Svirasa Omer, and Mikra Bikurim, there are big discussions. I think we also had an Ian Shear about this. Again, it's all on the OU.org archives under Daf Be'iyun, about how to define Zman Grama. Because sometimes, some Achronim say, Zman Grama doesn't just mean it's time-bound, limited, but it has to be that the Zman is Gorim, the mitzvah. Zman is Gorim, the mitzvah. So for example, the big discussion of the Ramban in Kiddushin, whether it's a correct Yersa or not, the Ramban said that Svirasa Omer is not a Zman Grama. How could that not be Asman Grama? No, it could be that Asman Grama means it exists always and only now it's a mitzvah. But if it only exists now, that's not Asman Grama. So the mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So maybe that's not Asman Grama. Maybe that the mitzvah is only exists now. Then maybe you don't call that Asman Grama. It's a large discussion, but Tosfos here relates to that issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lo makadma parasha Shema v'chulu. What do we say in the Mishnah? Shema is before Vahaya, because first Kabbalah is Omach HaShemayim, and then Kabbalah is Mitzvahs. And then the next two, Yom HaLayla versus Laila. Tanya, Rav Shema Yecha Yomer, Bidinu Sheyaktim Shema L'Vahayim Shemoa. Really, Shema should come before Vahaya. Why? Shezel Lilmod, because Shema talks about learning, V'zel Alamed, and Vahaya talks about teaching. We're going to reject this soon, but just let's read it first. Vahayim Shemoa L'Vahayom. And because why? Because there's that lilamed v'zelasos. Because this one is about lilamed teaching, and this one's about doing. So first you have lilmod, then you have lilamed, then lasos. Says the Gemara, atu shma lilmod ispe lilamed lomo v'lasos lesbe. The first paragraph only has learning; it doesn't have teaching and doing. It has all three. Vaksiv vishinantem learning ukishartem uksavtem. Right, vishatem is teaching. Right, we had learning, and Vishinantim is teaching, Levanecha, Ukshatim Uksavtim, that's Maisim. Visu, and also, Vayim Shemar, Lomod Hu De Is, Lelamid Hu De Isbe, Velasos Lesbe, Vaksiv Ukshatim Uksavtim. So what are you talking about? Salah Hachi Kamar, no, this is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant. Bidinu Shetaktim Shema Levahayim Shemoa. Shezel Lomod Lelamid Velasos, the first paragraph has all of them. Alavecha, that's learning. Vishinantim is teaching. Ukshatim Uksavtim is doing. So, put it first, Vayim Shemoa, Levayom, that's why the first one has all three. Vayim Shemoa, Levayomer, Shezeh Yishba, Lomod, Lolamid, Velasos, Shema has two. Vayomer, Ein Ba'el, Velasos, Belvad. So that's why Rosh Hashanah Yechag is a different svar than our Mishnah for the order of the Parshios. V'tevik Le'mid, Rabbi Shuben Karcha. What about what Rabbi Shuben Karcha says? So Gemara says, you're right, Chad of Odkamar, they're both right. Chada k'deshi kabbalah v'malchah shemaim t'chila v'akai kabbalah v'olmitzvos, like our Mishnah says, v'od mishum de'isbe hani mili achra nayasa. And also, because of this Rav Shimon Bar Yochai added element that it has lomod or lalamed lasos in the first one, and the second one has lalamed v'lasos, and the third one has lasos. Good. Rav mashi yadi v'kara kriyashma v'anach tefillin v'tzali. Rav washed his hands, said kriyashma, put on tefillin, and davened. Really? In that order? V'hechi avid hachi. How did he do that? V'atanya. First of all, how did he put on tefillin between Kriya Shema and davening? Smichas Gula Tefila. That's Tosfos' issue. Right? He said Kriya Shema, he put on tefillin and he davened? What about Smichas Gula Tefila? Right? That's Tosfos' issue. The Gemara has a different question though. V'hechi avid hachi. V'atanya. Chofer kuchla meis. But kever. If somebody is digging holes in a cave for a mace, right, in the olden days, they had a cave with a bunch of different indentations where they each put a different niftar. So if somebody's digging that, meaning they're osik b'mitzvah, pater mi kriyashma min atfilah min atfilin, we call mitzvah samaris b'torah, as we spoke about a little about daf yud aleph, we'll have more in the beginning of the third parak. Higi is not kriyashma, but once kriyashma comes, ole v'notel yadav u'miniyach tfilin v'kari kriyashma mispala. The person goes up and says kriyashma. So Gemara says, one second, agufa kasha. Reisha amart pater, first you said pater, v'seif achayev, then the next line says how he's supposed to do it. So alo kasha. No, there's a difference. Seif v'treva reisha b'chad. The second line is talking about two people can take turns. One person should go up and the other person. Reisha b'chad, the first four, and so, but only one person, so he's also like a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Become makom kash l'rav," but it's still a kash on rav. Because what do you see from here? What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to go up, put on tefillin, and then say kriyas shma and daven. So the Gemara says, "Rav grib shuv ben karcha sfir alei." Rav holds like grib shuv ben karcha de amar. First, you mekabel omalcha shemayim, and then omitzvus. First, say kriya shema, and then put on tefillin. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Eimer dam Reb Shua ben Karcha lahakdim kriya lekriya. Reb Shua ben Karcha was talking about the parshios that you say. Kriya lasiya misham isla. He never said that you should say kriya shema before you put on tefillin. Vesu, and also misavar leik Reb Shua ben Karcha. Does he even hold like that? V'amar Reb Chiya bar Ashi zivnis agiyin havikim na kamei derav. Kamei de Rav, I was many times in front of Rav. Umakti umashi yadei umavarech. And what did he do? He washed his hands. He made birchas haTorah. Umasti lon pirkin. He gave a shear. Umanach tefillin v'hadar kara kriyishma. And he put on tefillin and then he said kriyishma. So you said he did ma'isid before kriyishma. Against Reb Shua ben Karcha. V'chiteima, and if you want to say, b'dol matas man kriyishma, if the mind for kriyishma didn't come yet, imkein ma'asahuta say to Reb Chiya Barashi. So what's the chiddush of Reb Chiya Barashi then? So what would be the chiddush? The Gemara says, no. There would be a chiddush anyway. Right, according to the opinion that we had earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, that only certain parts of Torah requires berachas haTorah. There's a day there that Mishnah you do not have to make a bracha on. Kamash one Daf Mishnah Torah Misorach Lavarech. That was his edus. Mikom Makom Kasha LaRav. Still a Kasha on Rav. Why didn't he put tefillin on first? The Gemara says Shluchu Hu Da'avis. No, his shliach messed up. Rav didn't realize that tefillin was on the way. He thought he wasn't getting tefillin, so that's why he said it. And then he got tefillin afterwards. So that's why he didn't realize that tefillin was on the way, so that's why he said it when he did. Two discussions, maybe we'll just end with this, then we'll have the other one tomorrow, Hashem. The Magen Avraham discusses, right, this case of Rav. Let's say, is it better to daven tefillah b'tzibur without tefillin? Right, I don't have my tefillin, so I'm going to borrow somebody's tefillin after Kedusha. So is it better to wait and daven with tefillin on, and miss tefillah b'tzibur, or is it better to daven tefillah b'tzibur without tefillin on and then tefillin afterwards and say kriya shema? That's a big discussion. The Magen Avraham discusses that. He brings a raya from our Gemara. One of the ways pashas is it's better to daven with tefillin on, and therefore to miss tefillah b'tzibur and to wait and to get you maybe up to yishtabach to daven, but wait and then daven with tefillin on, even though one is going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue. Again, we thank the Orlinsky family for sponsoring L'Zecha Nishmas Nachum Yitzchak Orlinsky, whose yard site is right around this time. And all of the Torah should be an Eloi for his neshama, and we will stop now.